A new online mentoring program in Melbourne is giving women in Afghanistan a voice on issues affecting their community after the Taliban took over the country 6 months ago. The program's outcome is a compilation of research papers about issues affecting Afghanistan, such as trading, human rights, and women's education. I started asking research officer for the Monash Gender Peace and Security Center, Georgia Pora, to expand more about the program.
So this program is an initiative by the Monash Gender Peace and Security Center, and its aim is to connect Monash University female students with women in Afghanistan who would be studying at university if it weren't for the Taliban's restrictions on women studying at the moment. Its aims are sort of twofold. On one side, there's the mentoring aspect of it. We want all these women to get a really amazing cultural experience from the program, but also to provide some peer and emotional support to these Afghan women who are going through a really tough time at the moment. But on the other hand, there's also sort of the educational and research element. So we really, really prioritize giving a platform to the voices of Afghan women.
So how did the project start?
The Monash Gender Peace and Security Centre were involved with the evacuation of some Afghans from Kabul on August 15. And since then, we keep hearing from and about those who have been left behind. And we find that these people have a lot to say, especially the women. They have a lot to share, and we really wanted to be able to do something for them, like I said, to give them a platform to share their wealth of knowledge.
So what's the feedback so far from women who joined this program in Afghanistan and women who have joined in Melbourne?
It's been positive all around, which is really wonderful. From the women in Afghanistan, what a lot of them have told me, which has been really wonderful to hear, is that it's a great distraction from everything that's going on. It's really good for their mental health to be able to have a space to talk about these things, because a lot of them were studying before last August, and a lot of them have just missed that opportunity over the last 6 months. But we found for all the participants in Melbourne and in Afghanistan that the cultural experience has been really invaluable. I know I, as an Australian, have not been able to learn as much about Afghanistan by doing any research as much as I have from actually talking to women in the program who are going through this experience in real time.
So as you mentioned, it's been 6 months since the Taliban took over Afghanistan, and the women enrolled in the program produce a research component about Afghanistan. Could you please expand a little bit more about it?
The research component was basically what was driving the structure of the whole program. In their mentoring groups, we encouraged collaborative research, and basically it was driven by the Afghan women, but they decided a topic on an issue in Afghanistan they're really passionate about, and they wrote a research paper about it. There are 7 research papers, and we put them together in a little magazine that we've called 6 Months Later. Like I said, it's Afghan-driven, so it was their ideas, and then sort of the Australian students were able to provide sort of, you know, the English language support and any other, like, support they needed. So for a lot of these Afghan women, English is obviously a second or third or fourth language, so giving them the opportunity to write in English let them access a whole new audience, which is really important, because I think a lot of Australians want to hear, and a lot of the English-speaking world want to hear the voices of Afghan women, and I hope that they'll take interest when programs like these come up.
So what are some of the topics that are in this research component?
The topics are very broad. There are a couple, obviously, on girls' education, because that is a huge hot-button topic in Afghanistan. But there's also one on maternal and reproductive health. There's one on the future of Afghanistan's trade relations and the WTO. There's one about the future of Afghanistan in regards to sustainability.
How challenging is delivering this mentoring program to women in Afghanistan?
As I think you can imagine, there are quite a few challenges. I've mentioned the English, but thankfully I think the enthusiasm of all participants have meant that we've been able to work through any sort of language barrier. Obviously, there's a huge safety concern. We've found methods to be as safe as possible, and thankfully we've done extensive training and briefing of all the Australian women, and, you know, had conversations with the Afghan women, so everyone's informed. But to be honest, our biggest challenge is technology and the internet. I mean, thankfully, you know, thanks to COVID, we've been able to, you know, find new ways to reach people from our bedrooms, which has been wonderful and has allowed this program to happen. But, you know, the internet in Afghanistan is not fantastic at the moment. It's really expensive because of the economic situation there. So that's really probably our biggest challenge.
That was Research Officer for the Monash Gender, Peace and Security Centre, Georgia Porra.